सहनावतु सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं। सो अर्जुन कमांड्स लॉर्ड कृष्णा हिज सारथी that take this chariot in between two army. I want to see who are the people who have assembled here to fight with me. And Lord Krishna takes the chariot and park it in front of Bhishma Pitamaha and Dronacharya. Arjun is deluded now. At this point, he is deluded. He has gone there to see the enemies who are standing on the Kaurav side. Now, instead of seeing enemies, he is seeing Swajan, my relatives. Starting from grandfather to grandson, Acharya, Mama, Chacha, and all that, he started seeing that. This is wrong understanding of the situation. Here he is deluded. He is mohit. Therefore, delusion will bring sorrow. All wrong understanding will ultimately bring us sorrow. We all have got a wrong understanding about the world, therefore we are suffering. If we have got the right understanding, we will enjoy. Enjoy this world. So he is deluded, therefore kripayavishta. At that time the emotion of pity comes. That time it comes. So Arjun calls those people as Atatayin. Atatayin is felons. Felons. And according to the Manu Smriti, these felons should be killed without any thinking. They should be killed straight. But a confusion had come in the mind of Arjun. According to Dharma Shastra, Ahimsa Parmo Dharma. We should not do any hinsa. Non-violence is the param dharma. And whereas Lord Krishna is there, he said, now we have to fight dharma yuddha. Why? To establish the righteousness, dharma sansthapana, to establish the righteousness, this yuddha, this battle is being fought. So there is a confusion in the mind of Arjun. What is my duty? Should I fight or should I not? Is ahimsa parmo dharma? Or according to Manusmriti, these are all felons, I should kill them. So Arjun puts forward many arguments that we should not fight. After seeing all those kinsmen, he is giving arguments. First argument he gives, there is no drishtfal. I am not going to get anything out of it. Why? Na bijayam, I don't want any victory, I don't want kingdom, I don't want any joy of kingdom. Why do you don't want? Because all people will be killed. If all subject is killed, then how can I call myself Raja? Raja is there when Praja is there. Na? When the subjects are there, then I can call myself king. If only 5 or 6 people out of 4 million go back, who will rule on whom? And the adrishtafal, he said there is no adrishtafal also. because we will be committing sin. Since there is no drishtaphal, no seen result or unseen result here, so why should we fight? We should not fight. Then he gives another argument that Bhishma Pitama and Dronacharya, their mind is diluted because it is overpowered by greed. We can see it clearly. They are not able to see because their mind is clouded by greed. Therefore, we should not fight. Then he says there will be destruction of families, kulakshaya. If the families are destroyed, then kuladharma, family tradition will be lost. Religious rights will be lost. Therefore, we should not fight. Then he says adharma will increase. When the dharma is going down, that means adharma is increasing. For dharma sansthapana, for the establishment of the righteousness, this battle is being fought. If we don't fight this battle, then what will happen? Further adharma will go up. Ladies will be abused. There will be varna sankar. Not sufficient males will be available for females. How? 4 million will die here. Who are there? At home? All ladies are there only. Or young children or very old people. In the old people, grandfather and all those are standing there in the battlefield. Grandsons are also there. So who will protect ladies? So they will be abused. Varna Sankar will be there. And the slayers of the family, those who do all these things, they will go to hell. Who is going to do it? Arjuna is thinking, I will do it. I am going to do it. And who is assisting me? Adding and abetting into this Lord Krishna. So he will say, we both will go to Narak. And not only that, Pitara also will fall. Pitara means all the ancestors, those who are there. We have to give some rituals we have to do every year. Only legitimate son can do it, not others. When they don't get those rights, then they will also fall. So therefore, he is advancing slowly and saying that we should not fight. And in next two verses, he is going to tell we are going to hell. Verse number
43.
Doshairetaikulaghnanam. Varna sankara karakaihi.
Utsadyante jati dharmaha.
Kuladharmascha shashvataha. Doshairetaikulaghnanam. Varna sankara karakaihi. Utsadyante jati dharmaha kuladharmascha shashvataha.
So by the evil deeds of the destruction of families, three things will happen. Number one, varna sankar, admixture of caste. Then jati dharma, that will be destroyed. Kula dharma, that also will be destroyed. So what is this jati dharma? Jati means Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, their dharma are all stated. What are their duties? So that also will be lost. Kula dharma, various values each family follows. Like in Raghukul, what is their custom? Raghukul riti sada chali aayi, pran jai par vachan na jai. So that is why Dasarath has given the words that you can ask any two things. He has given that promise and therefore he has to honor it. Similarly, in our own family, I know a family, industrial family in Delhi, in Bombay, they have got a rule that till all family member डोंट कम इन द इवनिंग, दे विल नॉट हैव डिनर, रात का 2 बज जाए, बट ऑल शुड कम सिट टुगेदर, वील हैव डिनर. वी ऑल हैव अ कुल धर्म, वी ऑल हैव अ फैमिली ट्रेडिशन इन हियर ऑल्सो. एवरी फ्राइडे इवनिंग वी हैव, वॉट यू हैव एवरी फ्राइडे इवनिंग, आप लोग ही बता दो, मैं क्यों बताऊं. You have got a movie night, you sit together and watch. Isn't that the kul dharma? Or you have other rites also, okay, this is to be followed and the family is to follow. Then ashram dharma, different ashrams are there. Brahmacharya ashram, grihastha ashram, vanaprastha, sannyas, those dharma, the duties in that, that also will be destroyed. So what will the result of that? Then this will bring suffering. And ultimately we have to go to Narak. We have to go to hell. Next verse.
Verse 44. Utsanna kula dharmanam.
Utsanna kula dharmanam.
Manushyanam janardana.
Manushyanam janardana.
नरके नियतं वासः,
नरके नियतं वासः,
भवति त्यनु शुश्रुम,
भवति त्यनु शुश्रुम,
उत्सन्न कुलधर्माणां मनुष्याणां जनार्दन, नरके नियतं वासः, भवति त्यनु शुश्रुम,
उत्सन्न कुलधर्माणां whose religious rites or family practices are destroyed. Manushyanam of the man, O Janardhan, what will happen? Narake niyatam, in the narak, in the hell. How long? Niyatam. For a long time they have to stay, vasa, dwelling. Iti anususram, this I have heard. This I have heard from our ancestors. This is written in Shruti, this is written in Smriti. The Shastra also tells this thing. It is very simple science behind it. When his all dharma are all destroyed, what will happen? Adharma will increase. If the adharma increase, what will be the result? Papa will be there for suffering. Where you have to go? For suffering, you have to go to swarga. No, you have to go to narak. Naratam niyatam. You have to stay there in narak for many, many years. So we will be cause for this. Arjuna is saying that we will be cause because we are going to do all these things. We are responsible for that. Therefore, we will be committing a terrible sin. Next, 45.
Verse 45. अहोवत् महत् पापम्
अहोवत् महत् पापम्
कर्तुं व्यवसिता वयम्
कर्तुं व्यवसिता वयम्
यद्राज्यसुखलोभेन
यद्राज्यसुखलोभेन
हन्तुं स्वजनमुद्यताः
हन्तुं स्वजनमुद्यताः अहोवत् महत् पापम् कर्तुं व्यवसिता वयम् यद्राज्यसुखलोभेन हन्तुं स्वजनमुद्यताः
अहोवत् अलास् महत् पापम् अर्जुन इज सेइंग नॉट स्मॉल पाप महत् इट्स अ ग्रेट सिन कर्तुं कर्तुं वी आर गोइंग टू डू व्यवसिता वी हैव डिसाइडेड वी हैव रिजॉल्व Vayam, not I am doing. He is not saying aham. Aham means I. Vayam means we two. Who are these two? Arjuna and Krishna. Vayam. Vayam, we will be doing Mahatpap, the great sin. For what? Yat rajya sukhlobena hantum swajanam udyata. We are prepared for getting this petty joy of enjoying kingdom by killing our own people. Again he is saying swajan. He is not saying that these are enemies. He is still saying that he are all my kinsmen. So Arjuna is struck with the sorrow and wonder. He says, Bhishma and Dronacharya, their mind is clouded by lobha, greed. We are going to commit all this sin, killing our own swajan, our own relatives, destroying the society fabric. Whole society will be disturbed. 4 million people will die. And we will be killing Raja also. Raja is a representative of God. So it is a mahat pap. Mahat pap on three counts. Killing Raja, killing own people, and destroying the society fabric. So there it is, a mahat pap. Therefore, oh Krishna, there is still time. You do one thing. Why don't you go back again and talk to Yudhishthira? To Duryodhan. You go and talk to Duryodhan. Can we stop the war now also? It has not started. We can do that. Now Arjuna is giving the ultimate notice. I will not cooperate. Let them kill me. Even if they kill me, it doesn't matter. 46.
Verse 46. Yadi mama pratikaram.
Yadi mama pratikaram.
Ashastram shastrapanayah.
Ashastram shastrapanayah.
Dhartarashtrarane hantuhu.
Dhartarashtrarane hantuhu.
Tanme kshematarum bhavet.
Tanme kshematarum bhavet.
Yadi mama pratikaram. Ashastram shastrapanayah. Dhartarashtrarane hantuhu.
Yadi mam apratikaram asastram. Arjuna saying, if I am not resisting and I am not armed, without arm, without resisting, and the dhastrashtraha, the sons of Dhritarashtra, sastrapanya, they have got the weapons in their hand. Even if they kill me, it is better. Normally at that time, if other party doesn't have got the shastra in hand, they will not fight. But he is saying, without arms and I being not resisting, the other party, the Dhritarashtraputra, Kauravas, with weapon, if they kill me, it is better. Why? People will appreciate. And I also want it. General public will appreciate. Why? 4 million people lives will be saved. If they kill Arjun is ready to die. We want to save the life of 4 million people. All of us will agree. We'll vote for Arjun. Is it not so? He's going to save 4 million lives. But what is the purpose of this fight? Purpose of the fight is the dharma sansthapana. Dharma sansthapana, we have already seen, dharma sansthapana cannot be done by putting a flag, this is dharma. Where dharma resides? Dharma resides inside. What is dharma? Values. Where values reside? Inside. I am honest. Can I show? This is my honesty. Can I show as an object as honesty? No. Where is the honesty? Inside. So when incarnation comes, they do two things. Number one, first they will go and talk to him. Ramji talked to Ravan, returned Sita, no fight. Krishna went to Duryodhan, okay, you give them 5 villages, 5 towns, this, that, no fighting. They didn't agree. That means adharma is there. Now what is to be done? To remove adharma, what is to be done? These people have to be killed. There is no other alternative. But he is saying, no, these are my swajan. If these people are saved, then adharma will further increase. Last verse.
47. Sanjaya yuvacha.
Sanjaya yuvacha.
Evam uktva arjuna sankhe.
Evam uktva arjuna sankhe.
Rathopastha upavishata.
Rathopastha upavishata.
Visrajya sasharam chapam.
Visrajya sasharam chapam.
Shokasam vikna manasaha.
Shokasam vikna manasaha.
Sanjaya uvacha. Evam uktva arjuna sankhe. Rathopastha upavishata. Visrajya sasharam chapam.
Now Sanjay is reporting to Dhritarashtra. After having heard this word, Dhritarashtra must have been very happy. No? Sanjay is saying, Eva muktava Arjuna sankhe. Arjuna, whatever has to be said, he has said. Where sankhe, sankhe means in the battlefield. Where rathopastha upavishita. Then after that, he sat down on the seat of the chariot, on the rath. There was a seat and he sat down. A warrior is supposed to stand in the chariot. He's not supposed to sit down. But now this warrior, this Arjun, has sat down on the seat. How? Visrajya sasaram chapam. He has left his bow and arrow. Left. And what is the condition of his mind? Soka sambhigna manasa. With a mind full, overwhelmed with the sorrow. So, sorrow has come. Arjun already, we have seen, Sanjaya said, is kripyavishta, because Sanjaya can enter the mind of each and every person. So, he saw the emotion of pity has come into the mind of Arjun, kripyavishta. Now, he has sat down. Where? Sankhe, in the middle of the battlefield. And how his mind is? His mind is full of sorrow. So this chapter is called Arjun Vishad Yoga. Vishad Yoga, Arjun is united with the sorrow. Number one meaning. And Vishad Yoga, Vishad can become a source to unite with the Lord. Sorrow. In the case of Arjun, we see that Arjun is expressing all his sorrow to Lord. When we are sorrowful, we talk to others, not Lord. Is it not so? People say, share your sorrow, it will reduce. But here, Arjun is talking to Lord. And this will become, this sorrow will help him to come out and become liberated within 2.5 hours. So whenever we are sorrowful, instead of running to others, if we run toward the Lord or we run toward the Shastra, or we run toward Guru, then we can come out of it. And that coming out will be permanent. So Arjun took this sorrow seriously. He wants to get rid of it quickly. Therefore he is telling to Lord Krishna. So Lord Krishna was Arjun's friend earlier. Before he came into the battle. Same Krishna has now become his sarthi, charioteer. One who was friend earlier is sarthi now. And the same sarthi is going to be his teacher. When we enter into chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, you'll find he will accept him as his student. But he will accept him as a student only when he surrenders. So long they were friends, he never gave him the knowledge of self. Lord never gave. Even now he is not saying anything. He is not accepting all the arguments which Arjuna has given. Not a single argument is accepted by the Lord. He has kept quiet. Arjuna is confused about his duty. But Lord thinks he is wise. Why? He will surrender. Arjuna will surrender very soon. So Arjuna's sorrow, worldly sorrow, has become the means of liberation. Because he is talking to Lord. Similarly, if we are fed up with the sorrows of the world, we can also get liberation. We can also get liberation, provided you make it as a means. So some people break down in sorrow. Some become better, some become bitter. Those who become bitter, they break down. But we can become better also in sorrow. And there are many examples. Parikshit also, when he was cursed, a king, he was cursed by a Brahman that he will die in 7 days. Immediately sorrow has come and he left the kingdom and went to Sukhdev Maharaj. Give me the knowledge what is to be attained in this life. I want to get out of this sorrow within 7 days. Got it. When Gautam Buddha saw a sick person or a old person, he was sorrowful. He immediately ran toward the knowledge of self. You see, in the case of Parikshit also, you'll find he ran for the knowledge of self, Atma Gyan. In the case of Buddha also, he went for the Atma Gyan. And when we enter into chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, in 2019, January. That we will find that Shankaracharya also tells that there is only one medicine to remove the sorrow of the world. Only one medicine, patented. There is no other medicine, there is no competition. And that medicine is Atma Gyan, knowledge of the self. Therefore, even though Arjun will ask Lord, what is my duty? Lord will start giving Atma Gyan. He will not tell, stand up and fight. Immediately he will give Atma Gyan because the sorrow can be ended only by knowledge of the self. Only by the knowledge of self. Now come to Puspika Vakya. Om Tat Sat Iti. Om, Tat and Sat Iti. These three words indicate Brahman. Om is pranav. Om is sadhana, means Om is goal also. By Om Upasana, we can reach Om. Tat means that indicates also that Lord. Sat means Satchidananda. So Om, Tat and Sat, these three words indicate that supreme truth. Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su. What is this Bhagavad Gita Su? Upanishad Su. It is the essence of all Upanishad. Upanishad Su. What is the subject matter? Brahma Vidyayam. It is Brahma Vidya. The knowledge of the self. Not only Brahma Vidya, Yoga Sastre. It also tells you how to reach there. Not only that, it tells you that your goal of the life should be that you should know the truth, you should know the reality. But how to know that reality step by step is stated in Bhagavad Gita. How it is stated? Sri Krishna Arjun Sambhadi, as a dialogue between Lord Krishna. Who is Lord Krishna? He is Jagat Guru. And who is Arjun? He is a Shishya, he is a student. And how it is happening? As a Sambhad. Not as a bad. Vad means argument. It's not an argument. It's a dialogue between Lord Krishna and Arjuna. And it is श्री कृष्ण संवादे अर्जुन विषाद योगो नाम प्रथम अध्याय, दिस इज प्रथम अध्याय ऑफ Now I have to make a couple of announcements. Chapter 1 is complete. The announcement is that CIF is offering online course on Master Gita, Master Life in 20 months. As you all know that Bhagavad Gita is manual of life. Without studying the manual, we are using this such a complicated instrument, such a sophisticated instrument, this body, without reading the manual. It is just like using this latest smartphone without studying the manual. Then you will be able to do only the calls, that's all. So this manual you can learn within 20 months. One chapter a month, 2 months extra because chapter 2 and chapter 18 are longest chapter having more than 70 verses. Those will require 2 months and rest of 16 will require 16 plus 4, 20 months. And you can sit here in your home. It will be on the weekend once a month, Saturday and Sunday. And there will be 7 discourses in 2 days and one chapter will be covered by Swami Advayananda, very knowledgeable person. He was our resident acharya of our Vedanta course, very knowledgeable person. Assisted by Ved Chaitanya, other student of our batch, very brilliant student. You have to register. And the charges are $400 online course fee. You will get the all recording also, number one. Number two, there will be question answer in between. Number three, there will be meditation also. And number four, within 20 months, you will be able to master Bhagavad Gita. The way we are doing, it's only 4 lectures per month. And we are going advancing slowly, 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 slowly. It may take 8 years, 10 years. So it's a golden opportunity for all householders to register for this. So you can get more details outside. Number two, in last 4.5 years, I am telling that the realization can happen. There are only 2 steps. Step number 1, purification of mind. Number 2, knowledge. Purification of mind. How can you purify your mind? There are many, many means. Many, many means. You can do japa, you can do puja, ganga snan, teerth brahman, karma yoga, dhyana yoga. Then you can study scripture, you can purify your mind. But the Lord has said in chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita that yagya dan tapa karma na tyajam karyam eva tata. Yagya, dan and tap, these 3 karma he said you should do. Karyam eva means karaniyam, you must do, you should do, not you may do. Why? Yajna dan tapasya pavanani manishinam, because they purify your mind. Who is saying? Lord Krishna is saying. Who is Lord Krishna? He is Jagat Guru. If you want to purify your mind, you have to do 3 things. We have to do yajna. What is yajna? Yajna vai Vishnu. One name of Vishnu is Yajna. In Vishnu Sahasranam you will find Yajna. So all our actions should be for the happiness of Vishnu. Number 1. Dan and tapa. What is tapa? Tapa means manasya indriyanam ekagram param tapa. Controlling your mind and senses is the greatest tapa, austerity. danam. You must share. Must share. Dan should be given. Why dan should be given? Because the whole prakriti is sharing. See all around. Sun is sharing light and heat. Trees are giving you fruits sharing. We have to buy it from Costco or Mariano. That is another thing. But tree is not charging anything. It's sharing. Sharing. So we also have to share. Why we have to share? You may not like this, but it will detach you from your money, you know. Detachment. We all ask this question. What is detachment, detachment, detachment? If we start giving, you are detached. See? Detached. And not only that, we have to do, we have to tell others also, this is going to purify your mind. This is said by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Not only I pay, you also go and pay. Is there any fixed amount written here? No. No percentage is written here that you have to give 1%, 5%, 10%, 20%. In another religion, you will find percentage also. Why no percentage is written? So that everybody can be. Even a worker, a laborer, daily wage earner, he can also pay 1 paisa. If you fix 10%, then for a daily wage earner, it will become very difficult to pay. Very difficult to pay. So our appeal this year and appeal to all of you that you should give donation to our mission. Why to our mission? Why to our mission? You see, our scripture says we are all Rishya Putra. We are the children of rishis. You all know your gotra. We are all the descendants of those rishis. And we are indebted to those rishis. Why we are indebted? Because they have given us knowledge. And we can inherit that knowledge. That is our ancestral property. We all have got the right on that knowledge. Not only that, we have to inherit, we have to preserve, understand, and spread. 4 things we have to do. We have to inherit, we have to preserve this knowledge, we have to understand this knowledge, we have to spread this knowledge. And that is what Chinmay Mission is doing. It is preserving this knowledge by way of all Jnana Yajna. It is being distributed, make you understand, and it is spread also. So money is required for that. But we are all paying you for the Balbiar. Our children come, we pay you tuition fee. Why should we pay more? Should I analyze Balbiar fee on Asogya? You see, we are not paying $300, which is less than this. And we have got 30 classes in a session. So how much do you pay for a Balbiar child for 2 hours? Is it a difficult mathematics? Tell, say, $10 per hour. Will you get a babysitter at that price? So why don't you increase Balbiar fees? See, we have got 400 children multiplied 300, 120,000. That is not enough for our 6 months maintenance of this building. It requires nearly $20,000. Other day a plumber came to change a cartridge of my shower and he said $235. I'm like, how much is the cost of the material? He said $85. And I'm rest. He will say, it's my fee. $150 is my charge. How will you take? Well, 10 minutes. I started thinking, why should I waste my time in teaching Gita? He's going to charge $150 for 10 minutes for changing a cartridge? We had to pay. We paid. Now you understand what is the cost of maintaining a 20,000 square foot area building. Why you don't increase the fee? Because we want maximum children should come and take the benefit. How are you surviving? Because the people are giving us donation. People are giving us donation. That is why we are surviving. So in three ways you can help us. By giving a lump sum, you can give. If that is not possible, okay, you can give it in our Sangam fund. That is interest-free loan. After that fixed period, we will return you. Payment is guaranteed. Don't worry about your principal. How is that going to benefit us? We will immediately put your money into the bank where from we have taken loan. What will happen that? My interest will come down. That is your contribution. Or in the third, you can give us monthly something. Why? To preserve this knowledge, to make people understand this knowledge, and to spread this knowledge. And this money is collected by devotees of the mission, utilized for the mission, and it is off the mission. So nothing is hanky-manky there. So we appeal all of you to come and help us in this great work and repay your debt to Rishis. There are five types of rin. I must have told you sometime that we have to do in our life. Chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita will deal with that. One of that is Rishi rin. We have to repay. Have we done Purnamada? Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamudachyate, Purnasya, Purnamadaya, Purnameva Vasishyate, Om Shanti, 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 Hari.